If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life.
Tired this morning. Oh boy. Did not sleep well last night. And you know, I could be a tough founder and say, you know what, I couldn't sleep because I was so excited. To have our meetings today. When the truth is, I actually couldn't sleep because I had some anxiety about our meetings today. I had some anxiety about thinking through which one of these new developers we're interviewing might be the right one for our team. I had some anxiety thinking about the podcast I'm going to do today because, frankly, she's canceled on me 5 times now. And I was trying to think through, if she cancels on me again, who am I going to have on the show this week? So, it's kind of weird. I feel like when you run a company, or really if you do anything in business, you feel anxiety. And you stay up late at night or wake up early because you can't fall asleep because you're thinking through your day. And it's so strange that we as human beings do that, because when you really think about it, there's nothing I can do in bed. I mean, I might be able to think through the process a little bit and how I might conduct myself, but for the most part, I'd probably be better off with a couple more hours of sleep. And this morning, I just couldn't do it. And the funny thing is, I know when I'm going to be up early, because I know in the middle of the night when I'm feeling anxious. Like last night, straight up, I woke up in the middle of the night and I knocked my bedside table over, my lamp over, and was real confused. Any night that I'm anxious, I'm always moving around. I'm always sleepwalking. It's so weird. Your mind just can't settle down. It can't turn off. It needs to constantly think through, like I said, every single action, every single moment of every single day. So today's going to be one of those days, thinking through every moment, thinking through every decision, and just hoping that it's right, because that's all you can do. You can make educated risks, make educated decisions, and then learn from them if they're wrong, that is.
As I mentioned earlier, we interviewed some developers today, and it actually went great. One of them was a superstar. She was A+ on many levels. She kept her composure. She stayed calm. She had an answer to every question. And more importantly, not only did she have an answer to every question, she also had the ability to say she didn't understand something. And if you're jobless right now, you need to have the ability to straight up say, I don't know it, but I'm willing to learn it. And I'm willing to put in a crap ton of effort to do that. The things that she was really able to do that was different, that was significantly different than a lot of our interviews, was she was able to straight up say over and over, I don't quite have the understanding of how to do it in that way, but if it's explained differently, I may know how to build off of it. I may know how to explain it better. But even if I don't understand it, that's why I want to be here. I want to be here so I can learn, I can continue to grow, and ultimately I can just become the best developer I can possibly be. And it's tough when you're a startup and you're trying to find somebody that fits your culture. It's tough to really find that person, because you don't know what kind of individual or characteristic fits a startup culture. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of pivots. There's a lot of unknowns. And one way to really know someone might fit your culture is if they're already within a startup organization. And this specific individual just got a job at a startup. So A plus for her, she's gonna fit our culture. I hope we decide to move forward with her secretly. And I guess without wrapping this up, I guess I have one more key giveaway. And that giveaway is an employee or a potential job or a potential candidate that comes to a meeting and explains their life story and explains that they're insanely intelligent, had a high paying job, yet still chose to leave that job to pursue something else that was more fulfilling and picked the specific industry that she was applying for a job for, he or she was applying for a job for, that is a good candidate. This specific individual left a high paying job, was brilliant, and decided that development was where she wanted to be. That means she thought through her decision, she thought through what she wanted in life, and she pursued it, which is freaking awesome. And that's what more people should do. It's never too late. Granted, she's young. Even if you're 30 or 40, you should still do that. It's never too late. You're never too old to pursue something you love. Even if it took you a year or two to figure out, it's only a year or two. That's a very small amount of time in the grand scheme of things. So change things and do what you're passionate about. So I want to show you something. It's pretty exciting. That right there, we just won the 2019 New Business of the Year for this wonderful co-working space here in Hopkins. And although it isn't growing nearly as quick as we'd like it to, man, I stumbled there. Although it is not growing nearly as quick as we would like it to, we have the understanding that if we're patient and we keep pursuing this direction, hopefully it will take off. And it's nice to see that other people in the community recognize what we're doing and what we're trying to build. And it's a nice little pat on the back, because sometimes you need that pat on the back to really motivate yourself to keep going. It's been almost a year and we haven't had a lot of pats on the back. Everyone here, see, this is a lot of space. There's only roughly 8 people that come in every day, and we'd love there to be 30. So it seems simple to fill a room, but we're learning it's not so easy. We're gonna start pursuing a bunch of different things coming up. I had a marketing meeting this morning with the founder of the Commons and one of my partners. Had a meeting about how we're gonna move forward, how we're gonna change it up in the co-working space, how we're gonna pursue social media for our consumers. And we're gonna just provide a bunch of freaking free content that people can love and learn from. Grow their business from. It's a pursuit of just helping others. And we're hoping, fingers crossed, it comes back and helps us. But that's not the only goal. We just straight up want to help people. We straight up want to provide value. It's just what gets us up every morning. I don't know if I should be ashamed of this, but it's about 2:00. I'm supposed to get a bunch of snow tonight, and my car sucks. We all have to make sacrifices when we try to build companies or something of that nature. And if we really want something bad enough, we sacrifice things like new vehicles, safe vehicles. And since it's gonna snow, if you're watching the video vlog, you can see that I have a air pad on the ground, a little camping pad. I got my sleeping bag in the corner and a pillow, because I'm going to be sleeping for the remaining few hours that are left in the night here in the office on the ground. It will be great. I'm probably gonna wake up every few seconds I hear something, every single time I hear something, because, well, if someone comes into the office, I really don't want to be sleeping in the corner and scare the crap out of them. So I'm gonna try to sleep from 2 to 4, get up at 4 just to make sure I'm well awake and happy before everyone comes in, and not look like the homeless dude, which my car out there, it is just full of crap. And it looks like I live out of it, which there's nothing wrong with that. But I just hope it doesn't get towed tonight, I guess, because usually I pay attention to it even when I'm here all night. So, interesting. You have to make sacrifices. My wife's making a sacrifice when I don't come home. I'm making a sacrifice to make sure I maintain the status that I need to maintain by, not even status, just the, I guess, just maintaining the ability to always be credible. And really what I mean by that is I'm staying here because the internet out in Waconia where I live sucks. And I have podcasts tomorrow. I have meetings, video calls tomorrow. And I just don't want to let people down. So I need to be somewhere that I have quick Wi-Fi. And I need to make sure I can work and do my job, show up every day, even if that means I sacrifice my comfort some nights. I just need to be there and I need to do it right. So wish me luck. All of you guys have a great night, except you're listening to this in the morning. So have a great day and we'll see you tomorrow.